everybody. I'm Nagin Farsad, everyone's favorite Iranian American Muslim comedian podcast host with black hair and red glasses. Or at least I'm in the top five of Iranian American Muslim podcast hosts with black hair and red glasses. All right. Well, I am the host of the podcast Fake the Nation. It's a comedy show that isn't afraid to talk about news, about culture, about the human condition. And every week I'm joined by my funniest, smartest, and most politically astute friends. I've got people like Samantha Bee, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Paula Poundstone, Margaret Cho, Larry Wilmore, and so many more. And together we break everything down. We make you laugh. We make you think. We deliver a gut punch to the country we love, America. It's like a really fun dinner party where truly nothing is off limits. Because comedians, we don't really have like a boss, like one comedy boss, you know? So just to give you a little taste of what you might expect from Fake the Nation, we have copied and digitally pasted a segment from a show. And in this segment, I'm joined by Benari Lee Poulton and Michael Cruz Kane to talk about wombs. Okay, no, you're going to really enjoy it. Take a listen.
Okay, you guys, there's a new technology on the horizon. It's called ectogenesis, and it's basically where instead of fetus growing in the womb, you put the fetus in a bio bag until it comes to term, you know, like a bio bag that you would keep next to your hamper, except for dirty clothes. It's got a fucking pending baby.
Pending.
And
what?
And
what are you doing, people?
They're already doing this with, like, sheep. So, you guys, what it, just yeah. quick, just thoughts. I just had a baby. What are your thoughts on ectogenesis?
Dude, I love it. I'm very into it. Well, just like when you had a baby, wasn't it so hard?
Yeah, it was the worst. Yeah.
So, like, my...
This
like,
does sound easier.
My kids were born via C-section. I mean, like, that's just... How are we still doing that? It's the year a billion already. Let's put the babies in the bags and then you just unzip it and roll your baby out. That's incredible. That's the, there's literally the best. There's no argument against it. I refuse to hear it.
Yeah, look, the ease at which you can pop a baby out of a bag. No argument there.
I mean, it's like Amazon same day delivery. Like
absolutely.
It's basically yes. what it is.
My problem. Is
this is going to be wrong, whatever
okay.
it is.
Here we go.
I read and watch a lot of sci-fi.
Okay. It does seem Matrix-y to just hook
and
this thing up.
I have never read a sci-fi novel that begins with babies in bags.
and ends really fun.
Well. Ends with world harmony.
There's no like, and then we solved everything and everyone lived peacefully. There's usually an uprising.
Right. Well,
there's some sort of like enslavement that goes
right.
with
no,
it.
Right, no, it's an enslavement. I feel like oftentimes baby in a bag means they're growing.
They're growing people for bad, nefarious purposes.
No, they're growing the version of you in an alternate world for when you break a knee or whatever.
Sure. But that's for
and
rich
then
people.
They just unplug you and put the new
they
one.
They unplug
right.
that baby or whatever, and then they put their knee on your knee or whatever.
Right.
Okay, yeah, the dystopian
yeah.
stuff is
yeah,
kind of bad.
It's just...
Because okay.
Can we just proceed with caution with babies in a bag?
I want to say, as a lady who had a real bag in my body.
Yeah, right now, you are the bag.
You are the bag.
As a bag, can I say, as an Iranian-American Muslim bag, can I say, okay, I for a second was just like, of course we figured out a fucking way for babies to be in a bag instead of babies to be in dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Which made me really fucking angry because I was mm-hmm. like, how are we bypassing the whole process in which a baby grows in a goddamn dude?
And then what, like comes out his butt?
And then comes out of his butt. Yes, the way God actually intended and he just messed up at the last minute.
Yeah. He just messed
up. Or if you really want to go... Like, you know, natural birth, it's going to come out of your dick hole.
Yeah, sure. Very small babies.
Yes, dick hole C-sections. That's what I want to see.
I like the idea of God messing it up and being like, I mean, I'm on a deadline. Let's just put him out there.
Yeah.
Let's just throw the humans out.
Like, what I like is that God's first choice was bags, but then it was like burlap. He had only figured out burlap sacks at that point.
So
like
much
he
leakage.
Didn't have, and it was like leaves and shit.
They
he
hadn't
just
invented
figure
Ziplocs
it.
Yet.
No, no. Yeah, that was the whole thing with God. You guys.
That was Adam's sole purpose. He's like, look, I don't need dudes except for they need to invent Ziploc bags.
Yeah, and then you're obsolete.
Either a woman or a Ziploc bag will do in this Garden of Eden. You guys, okay, but so ectogenesis is real. Now, let me talk about, I know that none of what we said is useful. But let me tell you one thing, though, that is actually useful, because this is real. It doesn't sound real. It could revolutionize premature birth, which is the leading cause of death among children under the age of 5. There we go.
So what do you think about that, buddy?
Ding, ding, ding for Michael.
Well, I think not to be... This is. There's no way I can sound good.
I can't wait for this.
Say it.
I'm just saying. Look, I think that is terrific.
What is this fucking guy going to say?
That you're going to reduce... death from premature birth.
Uh-huh. Big butt coming here.
Oh, God.
But there's just, a part of me that just feels like, okay, and then now we're... and then we just cut out people from the whole...
And then we're cloning.
And then we're cloning, now we're doing, there's, such a fine line between eugenics and cloning and all
this
stuff.
And then everyone's like, oh, I brought back Uncle Harold. And you're like, that guy so fucking sucked. What are you doing? They're like, ectogenesis bags, you guys.
I believe...
I got an e-bag.
I believe in science. And I believe that mad science has a very important place in the scientific process.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I do think that there's also that's the point we've gone too far. Now bring it back to just the good portion we can take away from that. And
I understand what you're saying. I do think that there's clearly medically benefits to being able to if you can have a healthy pregnancy, so to speak, that happens entirely outside of a human body. That's amazing, right? Because the difficulty of pregnancy,
the
burden maternity
on the female
too,
body is tremendous.
And you think about the social ramifications of something you don't have to miss work because of this. Like that's also, you talk about wage gap stuff. There's so, this ripples throughout
there is a notion
universe.
Here that it frees the female body because there is... Yeah, there's a notion here that it frees the female bodies that would have ripple effects on all kinds of things.
But it untethers us from humanity. I don't know why I'm the humanist
I think that's kind of...
I want to just say for the record, if I had a choice just now when I had this baby to put it in a bag... I would have still used my own bag.
Yeah. My wife would have too. Even knowing it was going to be C-section, she would have preferred. Yeah. But that also may be just the way we think of birth. 100 years from now, we could be having, this same podcast could be recurring. And so I'd be like, what do you mean you had the baby? You kept the baby inside you the whole time?
Oh, in 100 years, we could be like, wait, you still have bodies? We're brains in a jar now. We don't need that shit. Life is so much easier without the hassle of having to shit and piss and
but
pop
I do
out
think
babies.
I think you're right, Benari. If you do take the difficulty out of having, making human life, the fact that the idea that you could just take two donors and make 100 babies does have some consequences.
Okay, so and also responsibility of
the problem
who's
is
watching the bag.
Who's watching the bag?
And the problem is also the tech will become amazing, right?
Don't leave the dog alone at home with the bag. You know
come
what I mean?
Back and there's the baby.
Dog will get into trash all the time.
We got to go back and get a new bag with the baby. It's like, hey, this is the third one in 2 months. You guys got to be very careful with your baby.
Yeah, we're going to have to have a red flag list for baby bags.
Okay, I do want to bring up an interesting point, though, which is that for evangelicals, this means we don't do abortions also. Mm. Because if you opt for either an abortion or a baby in a bag, people... would choose probably baby in a bag.
Why do you think that's true?
I mean, I'm just saying, in a world where you have you don't want the baby.
Gotcha. You're hypothesizing that this choice is easy to like that
the choice of putting baby in a bag is easier to make, and then
because you're getting the abortion because of some health risk or something other than like I just don't want to have a kid.
And then, can I just say, interestingly, I was reading there's these two bioethics professors at West Point and Baylor that argued that while a woman has a right to remove a fetus from her body, she doesn't have the right to kill it. So,
and that I feel like this kind of thing needs to be said in this. That's a woman saying that, right?
This is two bioethicists.
Okay.
I actually don't remember if they were men or women. The problem is that for now, the latter is inherent in the former. So, where does that argument leave abortion? Okay, so that's exactly. So, if there's 600,000 abortions in the United States a year, so if which is a legal procedure and super into it and would love to uphold it, but there are 600,000. There's about I can't remember the numbers, but there's only like let's say 130,000 adoptions. Mm-hmm. So the rate of abortions far outpaces the rate of adoptions. But that's also like we're maybe at capacity with adoptions, you know what I mean? So that raises other questions of like, okay, if we're going to do all of these babies in a bag, for them, basically?
Like, who's selling? Well, this is, again,
it's horrible.
A black market baby in a bag,
yeah,
you know,
all of
marketplace.
That.
Like, I mean, like, I don't want a black market baby in a bag. Like,
you go.
In terms of like white supremacy.
Yes.
The idea that like, oh, this is our way of like making more white people.
Yeah.
That's really.
Or of any kind of people.
Or any.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
or
one,
whatever.
That's,
but
one horrible,
I mean, but
road
just,
to go
this
down.
Is the eugenics.
The
this
eugenics
is sort of the eugenics argument.
Is so, yeah.
I also, there's something irritating to me about even engaging. They're like, oh, let's make sure that the evangelicals are okay with it. I know that's like a practical conversation.
Sure.
But just like philosophically for me, it's like who, when you get an abortion, like. Oh, God, I can't even say this on a thing. I don't want to hear me say it. But just like, what's so great about life? Like, is it like the best? Is life just truly the best? Especially for evangelical. It's like the next place is that's the place to be.
Yeah.
Earth isn't like the place to be. Get yourself dead as fast as you can and get to the heaven.
Also, wow.
The idea that evangelicals would be on board with this, where like you're presupposing that the discomfort and punishment part of it for the woman isn't part of their whole you can't have an abortion thing.
Yeah.
Of like they're not just like pro pro-life. They're not just like anti-abortion because it's like we have to save the baby. You also have to punish the woman. She has to carry the baby 9 months. Like they're definitely not in favor of unnatural ways to like avoid a woman having to like carry a baby for 9 months.
I'm not sure how much I agree with you in part, but I do think there is like just a belief very strongly in those communities of like women do X, men do Y, period, point blank.
They're against stem cell research. I mean, that was like a big thing back in like the late 90s and the early turn of this century was like we had to do stem cell research outside of the country because they didn't even want these cells being, you know, being examined.
I do agree with what you're saying to the extent that I think for the Republican Party, abortion is not an issue they're eager to have resolved. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, no, that's because true. It's of, yes.
If every American were suddenly like, actually, we're all anti-abortion, the Republican Party would be like, well, shit, then how do we, if everybody's on the same page as that, the rest of our policies are crap.
Yeah.
Also, like if you're growing the baby in a bag, there's also things like again, are we just hanging this? Like, is this in the living room? What if a fly gets in there? Now you got a fly baby, and you don't know till the baby's out. Now what do you do?
They have to have a special.
I would imagine it would be in like a laboratory someplace, at least at first. But at some point, you would have an app where you could order.
Sure.
Immediately imagined it in my apartment.
Just
inside my apartment, and I would water it with a little water bottle.
Amniotic fluid.
And, and then I would like stand near it and be like, this is my smell, just so you know, I'm your mom. See you later. I gotta go to my Pilates class.
If you come out as a monster, please don't destroy me.
Okay, you guys, well, let me know what you think of baby in a bag, and we'll monitor this technology as it becomes a reality. Probably not for fucking it for human use. It's already kind of like being done for sheep, and they're growing just fine. They're coming out like just normsies.
But as a dude, I will also say I defer to whatever women decide on this issue. My
nice. And
as it is right now, you have to wait, right? You can't just like the baby doesn't start in the bag.
No, the baby still starts in the lady.
Yeah, well, it starts in the sheep right now, right? We're not doing it in the
lady.
Right
yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't have
the
lady
in the
bag
sheep,
yet.
In the sheep.
But it starts in the sheep, and then after a certain period of time,
they remove it from
gotcha.
The yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's there's still like a little
procedure
involved, but it's not.
Because if this became something you could do entirely outside of a human, this
I mean,
would also
I'm
be
sure
a thing.
You, I'm sure eventually you can, because you can already do IVF entirely
right.
out. You know, you can start it outside of a human.
Right.
Right. So if you're just mixing the DNA, just
yeah.
do it in the bag.
Do it. Exactly. Do it in a bag. No,
yeah.
I agree.
And this
you,
will
this
a,
is all
This
bag
will be
based.
A thing. Like,
this
there's sort of no
bag
holding
based.
This back. This will be a thing like online dating, where at first people are like, yeah, it's kind of weird that we met on Tinder, but then everyone met on Tinder.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the first 100 million people to have bag babies will be weird
right.
about it, but then everyone will be like, what do you mean?
Right.
What do you mean? Of course you had a bag baby.
Right. They'll be like the, you know, oh, I was the bag baby on Time Magazine.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
yeah, well, we're all bag babies now.
Yeah.
You're not special.
Yeah. Fucking put on your clothes and go to school.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Let us know what you think of all of the future bag babies that we're all going to hang
this
out
with.
This is
going to be—they're going to replay this episode as an example of like how horrible people
were
back
oh.
in. The, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like
this is going to be played at the next like white supremacist rally of like this is what liberals think. This is the future
is
liberals
just,
want.
By the way, I just want to say that we didn't like actually point to any. I still think
no,
just people should have babies. That's all I think. That's all. I think I'd like a situation where a man could also have a baby. That's also a dream of mine.
Me too,
I
just
not,
as long as it's some other man.
I am not I'm not endorsing bag babies. This is merely a thought experiment.
Merely.
Please don't take any, I don't know, just I don't want any hate mail. All
no
right.
Umbrage.
So folks, if you like what you heard, please subscribe to Fake the Nation. You can get it wherever you find your podcasts. New episodes are out every Thursday, and I look forward to seeing you at our ridiculous podcast dinner party.